Welcome to the Envision Crystal Clear podcast with your host, Lisa McGarrity. How long have you been doing this? More than a few months.
More than a few months. I think it's been about 25 years.
So we're here at the Envision Crystal Shop, which is in Port Jeff, Long Island. Lisa, how many crystals off the top of your head do you think are in this store?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. That would be thousands at this point. This teeny tiny cottage is filled to the brim with all different types of crystals.
And by themselves, each crystal has certain healing properties, but then you can combine them to do other stuff.
That's absolutely true. It's a little bit like cooking. A little pinch of this, a little bit of that, and you can put it together and make kind of your own recipe in terms of what kind of energy or vibration you really want to get.
I mean, I can't see there being a bad side to carrying a crystal, but how many people would you say do not use these stones to their fullest potential? Like, how many people are walking around like now, like me, as I pulled out dozens of these things for you to look at, aren't really getting the best use out of them because they don't know what to do with them?
I think there's a human tendency to kind of just buy them, and for women, dump them in the bottom of their pocketbook. For men, shove them into their pocket, right? Or they're in the car, like in the little plastic things in our door.
In mine right now is a couple I forgot to bring in.
Of course, right. And that's okay, because that's very human. We like them. They're pretty. We're attracted to them, so we buy them. But if you really want to get the best use out of it, it's good to kind of go one at a time and really make a relationship with each stone and try to get the feeling of what that stone wants to help you with.
So, like me and so many others that have all of these bracelets on, for the beginner, what would you recommend someone do? A bracelet or carry a stone, or which one would you even start with?
A great thing to do is exactly what you're doing, which is wear a bracelet.
Okay.
Because it's on your body, which means it's in your aura. It's changing you and affecting you. If you throw it in your pocket, let's be honest, you're going to end up washing those jeans. You're going to forget it was in there, right? If you're like so many women who change pocketbooks, it'll get left behind.
Sure.
You'll lose it. But I do like putting it on your body. So a talisman that you wear around your neck or a bracelet can be a really good way to work with a stone.
If a stone does get washed, does it lose its healing qualities?
If I, by accident, wash my stone, which I'm not going to admit how often that happens, yeah, I do recharge it.
Okay.
I do. Because it's already been through detergent and heat and light. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
So what would be the best way to recharge a stone?
So I think when it comes to charging crystals, I like to take a pretty simple approach. I really just want to take a few deep breaths, hold the stone. I like to hold the stone in my left hand, channel energy through my body, up from the earth, down from the heavens. I let my right hand do most of the work. The right side of the body projects energy. And you just visualize yourself projecting energy into that stone. And then we will program the stone or put the intention. For instance, I'm holding right now turquoise. And there's a big natural chunk of turquoise. And turquoise has a lot of properties, but one of the properties that it contains is for clear communication. So
okay.
It's here to help us today. So you would then hold the intention of clear communication as you press that energy into the stone. But the idea is to work with what the stone naturally wants to do, what it's good at, and to make a nice, respectful relationship with whatever crystal or mineral you're working with.
So turquoise is meant for clear communication. How would you use that in an everyday setting? For the average person to grab a turquoise stone, what are some of the ways you could use that in real-life situations of clear communication?
So great if you are going on a job interview, or you have to make an important phone call, or you want to put your best foot forward in terms of just communicating with new friends or new contacts, this would be a great stone to have on hand. If you're a teacher, I would definitely keep this on my desk at school if I were a school teacher. As a reader, it's one of the stones I like to have close by so that I can be real clear, so that my clients know what I'm talking about and I make sense. I think just having the stone around, really, when it comes to something as straightforward as this, is a great way to just have it in your life and make it work for you.
So now we have the stone. You mentioned programming the stone. Let's go through the process together of me walking into a job interview, or let's say we have a job, we want to get a raise. So how do we program that stone to help us clearly communicate with whoever's going to make the decision of giving us more money or a title or whatever
right. In
that process?
Okay. So if you're going to do something like ask for a raise, that's always a touchy subject. Nobody wants to ask for a raise, right?
It's 2022. No one has money.
Right. Exactly. And it's scary. And we all, whether we feel we're good at our job or not, you know, it's hard to negotiate, and it's hard to tell people why we're good at it, right? So I might combine this with a few other stones.
Okay.
If I wanted to ask for a raise, I would probably throw in a rose quartz. And the reason I would ask for that, the rose quartz, would be for self-esteem. Because it's hard to walk in and say, hey, I'm great at what I do. What I do is awesome and it's important. It's not always easy to do that. Some people can do it, but for most of us, I think it's a little tricky. I would be using, in that case, the turquoise in order to be the clear communication, like, hey, here's what I want, here's why I want it, here's why I deserve it. Kind of, it adds that energy to the negotiation. And then I would add to this one of my favorites for prosperity, which is pyrite. Pyrite is that golden, sparkly stone that really brings in the wealth. So I would want to combine those three. I would charge them separately, the way we just discussed, one at a time, holding them, sending my energy into the stone, putting a very clear intention into that stone. Choose one word or one short phrase to hold your intention with each stone. And then I'd probably put all three together and bring them with me if I could, if it was a space where I could bring the stones and it wasn't going to cause a problem. If I couldn't bring it with me, I might print out my resume, leave it back behind with the three stones on top. And this way you've got kind of like a mini altar or a little mini energy center where you've got your intention, your resume, your business card, your photograph, maybe an emblem of where you work, or maybe the business card or photograph of the person you'll be talking to. And put it all together. And you want to do this, of course, in a positive manner. I always add little things into my spell work, like saying things like, if this be for the good of all, with harm to none. That's a way to give the universe room to work.
Sure.
And we don't always, we think we know what we want, but we're not always right. Sometimes we're wrong.
And sometimes you getting something you want can cause harm to someone else.
It's true. Yeah. We don't always have the whole big picture. So I like to leave that little sort of doorway for the universe. Another thing I always say is, in no way will this work reverse or place upon me any curse. And I like the cute rhymes, so I do use the cute rhymes. I'm not going to lie. They're corny, but I like them. And so by saying in no way will it reverse, I'm basically saying, hey, God, this is my intention. I think I know what I'm doing, but if this is going to create a great big mess, then cancel and clear. Let's move on to something else.
So if there is going to be a problem, do you get a sign, or does it just not work out and you accept that as the answer as to, no, you were going to cause a problem if you went through with this?
I mean, in general, I think the universe is always giving us signs, right? So if you set this all up at home, mm-hmm. and you get in the car and you're on your way to your meeting with your boss to ask for a raise and you get a speeding ticket, guess what? That could be a bad sign, right? Or if something, or you have a flat tire, another possible bad sign. Does that mean, like, no, I'll never get the raise? No, not necessarily. And I think it's a good idea to persevere. But the universe is always giving us feedback. So it's good to pay attention to that kind of stuff as you go along.
Yeah, we do have a tendency of forcing an issue.
Oh, yeah.
We're all impatient.
I know I'm impatient, too. And I want what I want, too. But sometimes we do need to wait.
So right now, the focus is on turquoise. I love this idea. I love this example of how to use it in a job interview setting. In the next episode of the Envision Crystal Clear podcast, I want to take that same stone and now put it in a situation of dating, whether it be a first date or whether it be a proposal or even a renewal of vows, or things aren't working out and should I stay or should I go, to quote The Clash. That's what I'd love to talk to you about next. Before we wrap up this episode, Lisa, what is the address to this store in case somebody is on Long Island and wants to visit?
You can come visit us in Port Jefferson Village. Our address is 109 Arden Place, and we're welcome to see everybody. Can't wait to see you. Come on down.
And the website?
Is envisioncrystal.com.
We will talk to you next time when we talk about communication in a relationship setting. Thank you.